Well, if you've spent any time in a university in the past 25 years, you'll know about the growth in new fields of research and teaching like critical race studies, gender studies, queer studies, and more. Many of these courses are very popular, but the content is not without its detractors. One of them is dissident scholar Helen Pluckrose, the editor of Aereo magazine. She sees a crucial struggle emerging for intellectual freedom against what she calls grievance studies. She's speaking here with RN's Andrew West.
That's the name we gave to a kind of scholarship which brings a lot of those theories and studies together. And it looks at them in a very specific way, using theory which stems from postmodern ideas. We called it grievance studies because it begins with the assumption that there will be prejudice and a power imbalance, and then it sets out to find it. Anyway, the idea with postmodernism and the social construct is that we just don't consider anything at all to be natural. We think that every kind of imbalance that we see is an oppressive construct.
And how has this corrupted what are very worthwhile disciplines, particularly the traditional humanities and social sciences? You are a traditionally trained historian. You've also got an interest in literature. How has this postmodernism corrupted that?
Yeah, the postmodern idea, although we can decide that race and gender are social constructs, what is real is that power collects around some groups and not others, collecting around men and around white people. So that is what has now become objectively real. And so we're looking at society as constructed of this power and privilege. This can be very, very useful, because if somebody is discriminated against on the grounds that they are a black woman, and there are certain stereotypes in America which attach to African-American women, which don't apply to men or to white women, then there wasn't any legal way to prosecute this. If a company fired all its black women, but it had black men and white women, racial or sexual discrimination couldn't be proved. That was a good and valid point to make. But because it had its roots in postmodernism, and it also there's an advocacy of identity politics in there, in stark contrast to the liberalism of people like Martin Luther King, there is a power in saying, I am black, rather than I am a person who happens to be black.
You do identify as a woman of the left, even though, you know, some people now fate you as a star of the alt-right. You consider yourself a woman of the left, don't you?
Yes.
In what sense?
I'm economically leftist. I come from the socialist left, and that has always had a problem with the postmodern left, because it doesn't deal with class issues, with economic issues, and it doesn't accept an objective truth. The socialists, the Marxists always did. Now, I am not a Marxist, and I'm not even a pure socialist anymore, but I am an economic leftist in the sense that I think we need to tax the highest earners the most heavily, and to have a strong welfare system, a national healthcare system. So I'm much more left on that, and I'm liberal in the sense of wanting people to be able to live their own lives unencumbered. So I don't have much patience with social conservatism or with economic conservatism.
And you were quite active 10 years ago in the so-called New Atheist movement, weren't you?
Yes. I spent a great deal of time arguing against the unevidenced truth claims of religion and against the illiberal ethics, particularly where it came to gender roles and LGBT rights. Because I'm in the UK, I argued most against Christianity. We have a state religion, and we have religion in schools and in the House of Lords. So I see this as a significant problem. I've argued against Christianity quite a lot. I've also been critical of Islam and sometimes Judaism when there's been infringes on human rights.
That's Helen Pluckrose. You can hear more of that interview on the Religion and Ethics Report at 5:30 with Andrew West right here on RN.